butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
The month of April was made for Buffalo Wild Wings. Why? Plenty of excuses for you to go and be at Buffalo Wild Wings this month. Whether it's the start of the Major League Baseball season, of course, the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Stanley Cup playoffs, trying that all-new, all-American cheeseburger with that gooey cheese. Mmm. And of course, the 2019 Bud Light Bucks Uncensored Draft Party, April 25th and 26th. There you will have a $25 all-you-can-eat buffet, 16-ounce aluminum bottles of Bud, Bud Light, Mick Ultra, 5 for $15, 2 portable outdoor bars underneath our huge tent and in front of that massive HD screen, all taking credit cards, giving you quick access to what you need on draft night, the draft. Buffet, food, and alcohol. You're only going to find it at Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa. We look forward to seeing you there. Buffalo Wild Wings, Bucks Uncensored, JoeBucksFan.com, and of course the Bucks Mob. We welcome you to the family. Springtime's always been the right time to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle. It was for me just 1 year ago. It can be you this year. Mastro Subaru, the place to go for new and pre-owned vehicles, especially if you're a Bucks fan. If you go there, test drive a vehicle, you want to buy that vehicle, you tell them you're a member of the Bucks Mob, you get a special discount just for being a Bucks fan. It's that simple. Mastro Subaru has two locations serving the Bucks Mob throughout the I-4 corridor. One in Orlando, one right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans. Mastro Subaru, check out their full selection. New and pre-owned vehicles at MastroSubaru.com.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
I'm not about building, I'm about reloading.
Butts uncensored! Butts uncensored!
As far as goals go, we have one. Putting a fucking ring on her finger.
He said, "Coach, how's it feel to be the coolest coach in the NFL?" I said, "Just being me."
Hi, this is Bucks Uncensored. I'm the commish, Justin Pawlowski. Very excited to say that we are just two weeks away from the party of the year. Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa, that's where we'll be. Parties both nights, April 25th and 26th. They start at 6 o'clock, all-you-can-eat buffet. This is, so Thursday night is obviously the big night, round one. That's the only night we'll have the all-you-can-eat buffet and the tent outside. The second night, we're inside Buffalo Wild Wings, just packing that place out. But Thursday night, April 25th, all-you-can-eat buffet, $25. 16-ounce aluminum bottles, Bud Light, Mick Ultra, 5 for $15. We got shot specials going on, two full outdoor bars underneath the massive tent, both having huge beer tubs, both taking credit cards, a huge HD screen, a DJ playing music from 5 to 8 as you arrive. What more could you ask for? What more could you ask for? We've got it all for you. The Bud Light Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. Buffalo Wild Wings, South Tampa. You know it. We'll see you there. We are going to talk about some of the linebackers, really the back seven of the defense, linebackers, corners, and safeties that are going to be or should be decent fits for the Bucks, no matter the round. So we'll talk about some of those names for you to keep an eye on or to do some additional research on. Hey, I'm going to do some additional research, you know? Some of these guys I haven't even seen yet. make sure I get my eye on them so that I can give a proper assessment if and when they get drafted by the Bucks. If or when, not if and when. And we'll do some, what I want to do is, I got a couple of Bucks takes I want to try and squeeze in here at the beginning, because the second part of the podcast, I was on a buddy of mine, Phil's podcast, as I got to kind of embrace the other side, being interviewed. Phil had me on full press coverage, his podcast, covering the Bucks, man, did an awesome job with some really, really hard-hitting questions. And, of course, I rambled on aimlessly for long periods of time. You don't want to miss it. It's coming up in just a moment. All right. So we started on Monday with, and you haven't, if you haven't heard Monday's podcast, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends that could interest the Bucks in this year's draft. So we focused on the skill positions for offense Monday. We'll look at the back seven on defense today. Next week, we'll dive into the line of scrimmage. Offensive line likely on Monday. And then, of course, the defensive line and edge rushers. That'll be a big one on Wednesday of next week. And then, of course, it's draft week, which we will have a big time roll call for you that week. So if you're coming to the draft party, prepare your, keep them short, 30 to 45 seconds. I'm coming, where are you coming from? And let the hype party begin. But first, who will the Buccaneers select come draft weekend? I do not anticipate in any way the Buccaneers selecting a corner in the first round. I'm pretty sure most of you probably agree with me on that. I don't foresee it happening with the fifth pick, and I don't foresee it happening if they trade down. So guys, players like Greedy Williams, Byron Murphy, and maybe even DeAndre Baker, I just don't see those players playing for the Buccaneers this upcoming season. Second round is a different story. Second round, top of the second round, it would not surprise me, based on who they have on their roster right now, who may still be available in free agency, will they end up with money to go after said players? I mean, I would believe so. I do believe that Todd Bowles likely looked at Carlton Davis and said, that can be my number one corner. I do believe, unlike some of you, that Vernon Hargreaves could be significantly better in this defense on the outside. I don't think he has to play slot in this defense. I thought Ryan Smith came on a little bit last year. MJ Stewart's moving to safety. And one other guy that played well was Devontae Harris. He was one of those corners that came on in the second half of the season, and you're like, who is this guy? He was everywhere. So I don't hate the depth right now at corner. I think you got your two starters. Figure out who your slot guy is going to be. But they need at least one guy. They need at least one more guy, and maybe even one more rookie and a veteran. But as I've said all offseason, I think they need a veteran more than a rookie. But if they are going to look for a rookie, there are a couple of guys in the second round that I think could be viable options for them. Rakia Sin, Temple, 6 foot, 192, in-your-face corner, okay, physical corner. The other guy who's also physical corner, man corner, is Amani Aruari, whatever. The Penn State guy who's tall, 6'2", 205. So you're talking about him, 6'2", 205, Rakia Sin, 6 foot, 192. Bigger corners, man corners, opposite of Carlton Davis with Vernon Hargreaves inside. It's attractive, right? People probably nodding their head and going, yeah, man, you get that defensive lineman in the first round, corner in the second. And that's fine and dandy. And maybe that's the way they go. Maybe that's the way I want them to go. But you're not going to fix it all, right? Who's playing guard? Kappa? Okay. Who's his backup? Who's right tackle? Still DeMar Dotson? Yeah, I don't know. Who's running back? Peyton Barber? Rojo? Okay. There's other linebacker, edge. I mean, okay. If you want to go corner that early, just going to have to address the other needs in other rounds or through free agency with the free agents that are left. Personally, I think, I don't know if I would go with a corner even early second round. Although, if they did go with either of those guys I just mentioned, intriguing. But there are some big corners in this draft. Bigger than normal, right? You look at Jawan Williams out of Vanderbilt. I guess he just ran his 40 in the 4.5s. You're like, 4.5s? 6'4", 211. Big corner. Trayvon Mullen out of Clemson, 6'1", 200. Sean Bunting, Central Michigan, 6', 195. Lonnie Johnson, Kentucky, 6'2", 213. Isaiah Johnson, Houston, 6'2", 208. Corey Ballantyne, Washington. Washington? Washburn? 6', 204. And, of course, Michael Jackson out of Miami, 6'1", 210. So the reason I wanted to give you their heights and weights, these are big corners this year. I mean, Jamel Dean out of Auburn, 6'1". Smith out of Alabama, 6'1". I'm just looking at this. I mean, the smaller corners, David Long, Michigan, 5'11", 200. Chris Boyd, Texas, 5'11", 201. These are thick, good-sized corners, okay, this year. And I believe this fits right in with what Todd Bowles wants to do. So whether the Buccaneers are looking early rounds, you know, Greedy Williams, Byron Murphy, Rock Ya-Sin, or they're looking mid-rounds, you know, is that a guy like a Trayvon Mullen? Is it a Isaiah Johnson? Is it a Sean Bunting? You know, I think there's corners to be had for the Buccaneers, really through the fifth round if they wanted. You know, if they wanted to draft a developmental guy that can be behind these other players that I just mentioned on their roster, and if they sign a veteran, that would make a lot of sense. Then again, if they sign a veteran, they might not even need to draft one because of all the young corners already on their roster. Safety for this team, it's hard for me to wrap my brain around the Buccaneers drafting a safety within the first three rounds of this draft. You know, we've seen them invest picks in Jordan Whitehead and Justin Evans the last couple of years. Kentrell Bryce was a free agent they brought in. Isaiah Johnson started games last year. Those are your four safeties on the current roster. And so I'm to believe they're going to go out in the first or second round and draft a Chauncey Gardner-Johnson out of Florida or Jonathan Abram. Now, they visited with, I believe those players visited one Buck place, which is like, well, you know, they're interested. If they draft, I don't know if either of those safeties make it to the third round. So are they going to draft one of those two safeties in the second round? And is that going to be their early second round pick? Not sure that I mean, I know it's not a position of need, necessity for this team, but that's me looking at the roster. That's you looking at the roster. That's not Todd Bowles and Bruce Arians looking at the roster. And if they look at this roster and they say, we can't work with Justin Evans, or we can't work with Whitehead, or yeah, we look at Evans, Whitehead, and Isaiah Johnson as we can do better. Bryce, we brought him in on a one-year deal, but we need an impact player at safety. If that's the case, maybe we see a safety go in the second round of this team. And I think they may lean more towards Jonathan Abram than Gardner Johnson from Florida, but that's just me. I wouldn't mind a trash talker back there in the safety, at safety. But like I said, I don't think it's a necessity to go with a safety that early. I think you look at third round, late third, into the fourth. I think a guy like Imani Hooker or Jaquan Johnson, a Hooker out of Iowa, Johnson out of Miami, a lot of other safeties. You know, there's always safeties in the mix in the mid rounds. The Bucks got one of them last year in Jordan Whitehead, and I think a lot of you enjoyed watching Whitehead play last year. So when you got him, you got Justin Evans, who scored a touchdown in that first game against the Saints. And then, of course, Bryce coming in as a free agent. I think you don't need a safety, which is why you should look to one of those mid-round safeties if they're even going to go in that spot. Same thing with linebacker. Is this a need? You know, so many people had Devin White just penned in. Like, it was done deal. Devin White was going to be drafted by the Bucks with the fifth overall pick. As time has gone on, people have come to their senses a little bit and realized that an off-the-ball linebacker like Devin White, like Devin Bush, like any linebacker in a 4-3 defense or any middle linebacker, period, I believe Joe Bucks fan had this, that no off-the-ball linebacker or middle linebacker has been selected in the top five in the last 26 years. There's a reason for that. Off-the-ball linebackers are a dime a dozen. You can find them, okay? For every Derrick Brooks, there's 15 Aaron Currys, okay? So when I look at Devin White and Devin Bush, shit, yeah. I think both are talented players. I think both can make impacts on their new teams. But they're not going to make near the impact that a similar impactful defensive lineman will make. Because an impactful defensive lineman will always make more game-changing plays than an impactful linebacker.